Undisputed. Welcome to an Undisputed Primetime Special. And welcome back to my house. My living room. My kitchen's over there. This is the very table that my wife Ernestine and I use on the weekends to eat breakfast. I'm about to have some breakfast, lunch, and dinner from this guy across the table because we're about to turn this table into our debate desk, Mr. Sharp, and we're about to do battle about Brady and Cowboys, and Todd Gurley just got cut by the Rams? Are you believing this? So, Mr. Sharp, are you ready for another road game in my house?
Another road game victory. Skip, I do very well in road games.
Did you
know two of the three AFC championship games that I won, I was on the road.
Really?
Yeah.
And I remember you got loose for that, what was it, 105-yard touchdown against the Raiders?
Yeah, so I'm thinking this is kind of like this one. I'm a heavy underdog, but guess what? Somehow I'm going to find a way to win.
Well, you're about to be 2-2 in playoff road games. So let's get right to it.
Okay.
Best free agent pickup so far. You could argue DeAndre Hopkins goes to Arizona. You could argue Calais Campbell goes to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. You could even argue Stephon Diggs to the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. I'm arguing it's Brady to the Bucks, and it's not even close. Mm-hmm. Adam Schefter today reported that an unexpected high number of players are reaching out to the Bucks because they want to play with Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Several reports say that the Bucs were able to sign Tom Brady, the GOAT, for just under $30 million per year.
Yes.
What a bargain that is. So, do you think Brady was by far the most valuable pickup in free agency?
I think he's the biggest name pickup, but I do believe in two of the guys that you mentioned earlier. I think DeAndre Hopkins going to Arizona is huge for Kyler Murray because, Skip, if you believe that he's going to take – and you heard his head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, says, I'm looking for him to take the next jump as we saw Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
Well, they've given him a weapon in which will allow him to take that jump. You look at what the Ravens – Skip, the thing is, if you look at everybody thought, oh, the big domino, Tom Brady. Nobody geared up for Tom Brady. Nobody cared. They're going about their business. The Ravens went about their business. They say, we need run stoppers. Mm-hmm. We're not worried about where Tom Brady goes because we don't care. Skip, he's the biggest name, and he's not the only name. Skip, we've never seen quarterbacks be available like this on the free agent market, regardless of their age. Yeah, Tom Brady was available. Phillip Rivers became available. Now we see Cam. We see Jameis, Joe Flacco. Skip, we've never seen anything like this. But clearly, Tom Brady was the biggest biggest name in free agency. Mm-hmm. Skip, but he's not the same guy. He's not. I don't know what. You want him to be. I think everybody wants him to be, Skip. But when I look at his numbers, Skip, Brady had the fourth worst completion of on-target throws. Not whether the ball was caught, whether the ball was catchable. Only Jameis Winston, Baker Mayfield, and Mason Rudolph was worse. He also led the league, Skip. Did you know this? In throwaways, now you hate guys that throw the football away. He led. He was 27th in completion percentage, 27th in yards per attempt, 19th in QBR. He's not the same guy. Now, he's going to a place that they have proven bona fide weapons. Godwin and Mike Evans, O.J. Howard.
Pro bowlers.
Pro bowlers. Before he even set foot in there. It's not like Peyton. Peyton was going to Denver, and he turned Julius Thomas. He turned Eric Decker. He turned Demaryius Thomas into pro bowlers. These guys were that before he sets foot in Tampa. So, I do not believe he's the biggest name. But I don't believe he's the most valuable free agent signed to date.
Did Tom Brady have anything close to Godwin or Mike Evans last year in New England? Even you told me on yesterday's show that Bill Belichick, right before your very eyes, let the Patriots get old around Tom Brady.
Skip, he's been doing that. Okay. Have you noticed he's been letting them get old?
They weren't very good. Seriously. The supporting cast was the worst Brady has ever had. Did Brady get hurt last year? I know he had knick-knack, this and that, but he had an elbow that plagued him. Did he miss a game? No. Did you see a loss of arm strength? No, you did not. So what am I seeing? I'm seeing everybody wants to go play with him because they disagree with you, because they say, wait a second, this was my take, that it's like Michael Jordan at the end of his prime said, I'm going to play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And obviously, Antonio Brown is the first name.
He's looking for a job.
Okay, but he's pledged allegiance to Tom Brady. Yeah. Again, there was some report, I think Ian Rappaport on NFL Network said, well, Bruce Arians didn't love coaching Antonio because he had him as a rookie and a second-year player in Pittsburgh.
Maybe he foretell of things to come.
Okay, but if Tom Brady tells Bruce, I can handle A.B., I think there's some role for A.B. as a slot receiver in that offense. I don't know if there's enough footballs to go around.
Exactly. Can you imagine A.B. just coming on the field for like second and third downs? Chris Godwin's on one side, Mike Evans on the other, and then he's standing on the sideline with his helmet on top of his head waiting to get the call to go into the game. Do you see that happening, Skip? And when is he going to be available?
If Tom Brady says so, yes, I do.
How about this?
I don't know if he'll ever get reinstated. he may have to miss all another year, so it could be a moot point.
Right.
But here's my point to you. Look, I love the move for Kyler, because I'm a big Kyler fan, mm-hmm. of DeAndre Hopkins. Does he suddenly vault them into Super Bowl contention? You wouldn't say that.
Well, hey, I'm looking at Foxbet. Foxbet's got the over-under 9.5 games for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady.
Okay, but
– 9.5.
But you told me yesterday, yeah, they're a playoff team. I said 12 wins.
No, I said 10-6, maybe 11-5, because if they were 8-8 –
Is that a playoff team? Let Tom Brady get in the Super Bowl tournament. I ain't betting against him, especially with those weapons.
I bet against him last year, and I won 5 cases.
Okay, are you betting against Brady?
Yep.
Really? Are you betting against him making the playoffs?
No. You said Super Bowl. You went all the way. You went past playoffs.
Okay,
you went Super Bowl.
I'll go out on a limb. I'll put my courage and my convictions right out in the middle of my breakfast table here. I'll take 5 cases on Brady getting to the Super Bowl with this collection of talent.
Here's the dilemma that you're facing. Guess who also is in the NFC? Your Cowboys. So that means if the Cowboys.
I picked them last year. I'm not going to jinx them this year. So forget about that.
Ooh.
But I'm picking these guys because it's perfect. That's one reason Tom chose Tampa. The Super Bowl's in Tampa. No home team has ever made it to the Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, Brady says, TB12 to TB is in Tampa Bay. That works, right?
That would definitely, if you can imagine Tom Brady enhancing Tom Brady, this would do it because he's doing something
so,
some,
so think
never
about
been done.
What you told me, say, 11 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize they haven't even made the playoffs in Tampa since 2007?
Right.
So he's going to snap his fingers and instantly turn this woeful, suckin'-ear franchise mm-hmm. into a playoff team.
Right.
Do you realize they haven't won a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl following the 2002 season?
Mm-hmm.
Think how long ago that was, 2002 season.
It's been a long
Remember,
long
they
time.
Won that one 48-21 thanks to John Gruden, the new coach, but really thanks to all of Tony Dungy's talent.
That was Tom Brady's third year in the league.
Okay, third year in the league. But look, it's been 12 seasons since they even won a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the years they've had. They've had a 2-14, a 3-13, a couple of 4-12s, a couple of 5-11s.
Yeah, they've been bad.
Okay, so all of a sudden Tom Brady's going to go like that?
But
you got to give it credit. Then he's by far the most valuable free agent.
But here's the thing, considering, Skip, that they haven't been to playoffs in such a long, long time, by just merely getting them into the playoffs would be a huge accomplishment. You mentioned they haven't been to the playoffs since 07. They haven't won a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl 02. So basically that was 02 season. That was in January of 03. So they haven't won a playoff game in such a long time. So merely getting them there is a tremendous accomplishment for Tom Brady. But that's not
maybe his greatest challenge ever.
That might be.
Right?
But Skip, like I said, when I look at what other teams have been able to do, it's surprising to me that, so what? The Saints are just going away? Sean Payton and Drew Brees are like, well
same division. Got to deal with them twice.
Yeah. Matt Ryan, they're going away. Julio, no.
Okay, so let's look at another big move. I love the move. Calais Campbell to the Ravens.
And Brockers,
but Calais, he's the perfect Raven pickup. He's 33, so age 34, 35 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You watch, you'll have two great seasons
mm-hmm.
because that's what the Ravens do.
They
you
do.
Finish your career. You won.
I went
a Super
there.
Bowl
yeah, there. I went there. Yeah.
So the point is, that's the MO, the
mm-hmm.
tradition there
mm-hmm.
is come join us, give us a couple of great years,
yep.
and we'll be good to go because we were on the verge last year with Lamar.
It happened with me, Rod Woodson, Anquan Boldin,
yep.
some of the guys that go later in their
tradition.
Career. Yes, they
okay.
go there and
I got
they have
it.
Unbelievable seasons.
Let's say the Ravens get to the Super Bowl next
mm-hmm.
year, which I just might pick them to get to the Super Bowl.
Be.
Will Calais be the reason they get to the Super Bowl? No.
No.
Because they're really good.
They're really
right?
good, yeah. Yes.
So I can't say Calais is the most valuable. So let's look at Stephon. He goes to Buffalo. Okay, they made the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I could even argue against the move, even though it was John Brown as their number one, and,
right.
and obviously my little guy, Cole Beasley, uh-huh. as their number two in catches. Okay, so Stephon, they've created a culture there under Sean McDermott of all for one,
right.
unity,
right.
team first, right?
right? Yeah.
I don't know if Stephon fits there.
And most of the guys are cast off, Skip. If you look at the guys, nobody
yeah.
else wanted them.
Okay.
Measley Beasley, that Cowboys didn't want you. John Brown, Arizona, and the Ravens, they didn't want you. Stephon Diggs wanted to get paid. He was in a great situation playing indoors. It's going to be interesting to see, Skip. You know, playing indoors, 8-game home games, playing at Detroit. So you're playing 9 home games in a confined space. Now, Buffalo, you're outside. You know it gets very cold in Buffalo, New York, starting around middle of October.
Okay.
And then you got Foxborough where it gets cold. And you got the Jets where it gets cold. So you have to factor all those things in. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback is not as accurate as Cousins. So it's going to be interesting to see all of a sudden you go a game. He thought he was having troubles last year, Skip, when he weren't getting passes his way. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles that situation.
So did the GOAT hit the open market and demand $40 million a
year? He wasn't going to get it.
He's under $30 million. Do you realize that's only the 7th highest average annual salary for a quarterback?
And can you believe
it? 7th highest?
And guess what? Remember I told you, at the end of the day, there were two teams. The Chargers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I don't know that for a fact.
Everybody else said, we good.
I think Tennessee wanted Tom Brady. John
Tennessee said, no, we got
– I think the Vegas Raiders wanted Tom Brady.
Skip, they gave Ryan Tannehill –
he just told them right away, nope.
They gave Ryan Tannehill mm-hmm. 62 fully million guaranteed.
Right.
Even if the sun doesn't come up tomorrow, Ryan Tannehill is going to get 62
okay,
million.
Okay, I totally believe that Brady told them no quietly first, and they said, okay, plan B is Tannehill.
No, that was always plan A.
No,
Skip,
it wasn't.
Nobody was willing. No one was willing to uproot what could possibly be a 5-7 year window for one, maybe 2 years max.
Okay.
Nobody was willing to do that.
So what did Brady do once again? He took a discount so that they could have more cap room to add the players who all want to come play with Tom Terrific.
But the question
right?
is, Skip, how many of those guys have gotten opportunity to go elsewhere? Robbie Anderson is still on the market. Emmanuel Sanders is still on the market.
Okay, I don't think they need or want them. There could be a collection. They could have an avalanche of mid-level players who will just make them better and better on defense. Watch.
Okay.
I think you're going to see a parade of signings
but
in Tampa.
But here's the thing, Skip.
Want to play with Tom.
Well, it depends on how much it's going to require to get those guys because he just ate up half your cap.
$30 million?
Yeah, you only had 60.
Okay, Russell Wilson makes 53 next year for just 1 year. Kirk Cousins is at 48.
Ooh!
You know, Wentz, 39.4. Tannehill, you said 35.7. Dak, my guy, is going to make – it's almost 32.
Yeah, Dax is no
as
go.
The tag quarterback.
No go.
Okay, but 32, he's going to make a couple of million more bucks than Tom Brady.
He says, I'm worth more.
Well, he is not
yes,
worth more.
Yes, he's worth more.
Is he going to turn my team into an instant Super Bowl team? I hope so, but I didn't see it last
I
year.
Don't know.
I saw 8-8. Eight.
He says, I'm a little upset with how you guys are doing things, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to play for you.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
That's what he said.
Well, I hope he at least shows up for game one because I'm still hanging in there with
but Skip,
it.
But look, I'm going to give you a name value. Tom Brady is box office. We hadn't seen anything like this. But, Skip, it's hard for me to believe after what I saw last year. Now, he might just come out there with Godwin and Mike Evans and O.J. Howard and Brake just making plays out the yin-yang.
Night and day from what he had last year.
Skip,
and, by the way, he did have a little slot receiver last year who was his number one target and his soulmate,
mm-hmm.
little Julian Edelman,
yes.
who was beat all to hell last
yeah.
year, right?
Yes.
He had 5 things wrong with him. He led the league in drops, but he still, most targets went to Julian
yeah.
Edelman. So it was interesting. Deion Sanders tweeted today about how Brady needs Edelman because it's Michael Jordan with Scottie Pippen,
right.
or it's peanut butter needing jelly,
right.
said Deion, or it's iced tea needing sugar,
right.
that you have to have Edelman and Brady in Tampa Bay.
Right.
And Edelman liked that tweet.
Right.
Okay, I got that. So could they get
Give
Edelman?
Give us a first rounder for it.
Okay, could they get him kind of on the cheap maybe? A first rounder.
You want him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then.
Maybe Belichick could just cut him. I don't know.
when we look at Julian Edelman, Skip, over the last 7 years, no player has had more drops than Julian Edelman. Even if you factor in the 2017 season in which he missed, he still has more drops over the last seven years than any player. Do you realize, Skip, there's only one time that he's finished outside of the top 10 since 2013 in drops? In 2014, he was second in drop. Guess what happened, Skip? They won the Super Bowl. In 2018, he finished seventh in drop. They won the Super Bowl. So all these years he was leading the league in drops, it didn't affect Tom Brady. Mm. It wasn't until seemingly Tom stepped off a cliff, everybody started bringing up Julian Edelman.
Oh, he stepped off a cliff, says Shannon Sharp.
Skip,
really?
All I can go by is what I see.
His receivers stepped off a cliff because at least he had Gronk in those years. Last year, he had the worst collection productivity of tight ends in the whole National Football League. He had Benjamin Watson at age 39. He had Matt LaCosse, Ryan Izzo. Really? Seriously? It was garbage.
But see, the thing was, he threw for 505 and he didn't have Edelman. The greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, he did that without Rob Gronkowski. So we can see, the thing is that when he plays out, we don't mention the guys when he plays extremely well. We only mention the guys when he doesn't play
well.
Okay,
but I thought N'Keal Harry was going to save the day
as
a rookie.
Might.
Well, he might.
For Stidham.
Two more years. Really, he'll be Stidham's soulmate.
Just might.
Okay, well, he missed the first eight games, and then they threw him into the fire, and he mostly burned up in that fire, right? I didn't see a whole lot from N'Keal Harry last year. So who was it? Was it Mohamed Sanu, who Belichick went out and got, and even the great Shannon Sharp in the Hall of Fame, said bust, right? Said, I see no quickness, I see no separation.
Well, for the simple fact, Atlanta traded him. If he was that good, they're not Skip, you're not trading guys in the middle of the season if you think they can help you.
Okay, and Josh Gordon, who now says he still wants to play if he ever gets reinstated. For a while, he was pretty good for Brady, and then gone, right? And AB had a moment in the sun in Miami, and he was gone. He blew himself up with Robert Kraft, and he was out.
Skip, we keep talking about Tampa, and you mentioned this yesterday in the last couple of days, that Tampa's offensive line was 10th in pass protection. The Patriots was 12th. There's not a big difference. The only difference is, now maybe the guys is going to heighten, now that he has the guys outside, Godwin and Mike Evans, and he has those two tight ends, maybe that's going to change some things. But there's not a whole lot of difference in pass protection between 10th and 12th. We're going to see. He has everything.
Missing his star center. I know he's not a Pro Bowler, but David Andrews was the guts of that offensive line, the general of that line, and he was gone all last year.
Skip, it seems to me what Coach Belichick has done, if you're getting on up there in age, they're not paying big money, and they're not going beyond 2 years. You look at what he did with Devin McCourty. You look at what they did, Jason McCourty. Basically, they just picked up his option. It's for another year.
Okay.
But anybody that got multiple years, they got that from somewhere else. Mm. It seems to me, Skip, he's built. He's like, I'm gonna remake this team younger, and you know, Fields comes out next year. Well, are they gonna be in position to get Trevor Lawrence? We don't know. But Coach Belichick, don't bet against it.
Mm.
I ain't betting against old.
We're going to talk about him at length in just a little bit here. But my question to you is, who's going to sell more jerseys in his new home?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. Could it be DeAndre Hopkins or Tom Brady? Help me
first
out.
Of all, Skip.
Stephon or Tom Brady? Calais or Tom Brady?
Who do you think sold more jerseys last year, Kyler Murray or Larry Fitzgerald? Larry Fitzgerald's been to all those years. He's a staple in Arizona. Skip, you know everybody wants the quarterback's jersey.
Hmm. Okay, but DeAndre, how many is he going to sell? Like 1/100th of Tom Brady's? I'm talking about difference makers, but you just said he was the most valuable free agent.
I ain't sell a whole bunch of jerseys. I don't care nobody knows jersey sell. I'm talking about on the field. His impact will be felt. Now, if Kyler Murray is what you said he is, DeAndre Hopkins is going to help him get to point a lot sooner than he would have had he not.
He'll make a leap, and I told you the other day, I can see them edging into the back end of the playoffs. I can see them being the last one in at 10-6 and shocking their division.
Tampa Bay out. Oh, now you're a Tampa Bay fan now.
Huh? Well, I'm a Brady fan.
Oh, so you got to follow Brady.
You're going to turn into a Tampa fan next year on Undisputed, all we'll talk about is Tom Brady with that pirate on the side of his helmet. And I still can't get used to that, but right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Skip, I'm waiting on Derek Brooks and Sapp to call, blow my phone up.
Yep.
I guess everybody's waiting for him to actually sign, because a lot of the fans say, we don't want to jinx it. Mm. We want to make sure he gets his name on the contract first. How that happened, obviously, they're going to have to fax it or do something, Skip, email. But everybody's being very cautious because they're like, well, hold on. He hadn't signed yet. We're going to take the wait and see approach. Mm. And once he signs, I'm sure it's going to go bonkers in Tampa.
So yesterday, Shannon Sharp was all in on Tom Brady to Tampa. Today, he says overrated.
No. I still believe they get 10. You know, Fox bet, Skip, I'm normally right on. I went 10. They went 9.5. Skip.
I'm going 12, and I'm going Super Bowl.
No mercy.
In a moment, we will get to the Rams cut Todd Gurley. But first up, this. Shannon Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
When Jerry Jones was at the Combine recently, he said this: as I sit here right now, I think Jason Witten can make a real contribution to the Cowboys mm-hmm. next year.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. John Machota of The Athletic wrote this today saying that says something about the power Jerry is allowing Mike McCarthy to wield, that, of course, Jason met then with Mike McCarthy, and the next thing you knew, he's a Raider,
mm-hmm.
a Vegas Raider, Jason Witten. Really, what does that tell you?
It tells me that Jerry comes to the realization that Jason Witten did not have the impact that he thought he would,
mm-hmm.
and especially skipping the West Coast offense, having played in that system, you need a tight end that can run. You need a tight end that can run after the catch, because it's not like he's catching balls way, way down the field. Those guys have to break tackles. Those guys have to run after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys have to be able to maneuver. Look at the guys in the West Coast offense. George Kittle, Travis Kelce. What can those guys do? Those guys are not catching balls down the field, Skip. They're getting balls in short areas, and they're taking off with it. Can Jason do that? At some point in time, Skip, you have to move on. I know it. Look, nostalgia and sentimentality, they don't win you championships. Jason has had a great – he's one of the storied Cowboys in Cowboy history. But it was time to move on. And I think Mike McCarthy understood that. And I think him talking to Steven and Jerry Jones, because I think Steven has a lot more power, Skip, than people probably think.
I'll buy that.
And I think he probably talked to them and was like, look, the guy that y'all just gave the money to,
mm-hmm.
that's the guy that best fits what this offense is right now. But maybe, 10 years ago, Skip, Jason Witten was perfect for this, but not anymore.
Hmm. I'm looking much deeper into this than you are.
Okay.
I do believe this was the first indication that Jerry is honoring Mike McCarthy in ways he would never honor Jason Garrett. Remember, Mike McCarthy to Jerry is more like Bill Parcells.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McCarthy is a made man because Mike McCarthy beat Jerry twice in playoff games.
Correct.
And Mike McCarthy, I know it was a long time ago, but he did win a Super Bowl, right?
Right, yes.
So what's the difference between Parcells and Mike McCarthy so far? Bill Parcells charmed Jerry, because mm-hmm. Bill Parcells can charm anybody. He got mm-hmm. a big, charismatic personality.
He does.
And once they inked the deal and day one came, Bill was like, basically, get out of my office.
Right.
I got work to do, Jerry. Right. Go down the hall and stay
right.
with those people down there, right?
Right.
And Bill can be arrogant. He can be a you-know-what. I can't say the word on television,
TV.
Right? And Jerry got angry at being alienated slowly but surely by Bill Parcells.
Right.
You're out of this operation. Yeah. Stay down there
right.
at the other side of the building.
Basically,
right?
Basically, you renting the house, and you tell the owner of the house to get out. So
correct.
Basically, he told Jerry to get out of his own house.
Mike McCarthy has some of Parcells in him as far as some legacy that he
mm-hmm.
built.
He does.
Not Parcells,
mm-hmm.
but a little bit of that. He's decorated, and yet he walked in the door the first day and said, I love you, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have some beer and nachos.
And say, we're gonna do this together, Skip. But it's another situation. If you remember, Dez Bryant always believed that the reason why he was no longer there was because of Jason Garrett.
Mm.
Because he said this was something Jerry didn't want. And Jerry has alluded to in the last couple of weeks that he's had thoughts of bringing Dez back while he's in the shower. And I said, you're probably spending too much time in the shower, Jerry. You need to get in and get out. you spent all the time thinking about bringing Dez back, who hadn't played in 2 years.
I've won a lot of debates in the shower. just think, I'll go here if he goes there, right?
Exactly. So, Skip, I'm not looking at it like that, Skip. I'm looking at it is that Jason Witten did not provide what Jerry probably thought that he would. And at some point in time, Skip, it's okay to be wrong.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be wrong
Jerry
twice.
Jerry got talked off a pretty strong position he took at the Combine. Mm-hmm. It could have been by Steven, and ultimately it was by Mike McCarthy.
Right.
Who then met subsequently with Jason and just told him, I'm sorry, we're going forward without you.
Well, then let me ask you a question. When it comes down to Dak's deal, who do you think's influencing him, Jerry, not to do this deal?
I bet Mike has input into it. And obviously Mike needs Dak.
Right. Why would Skip, if that's the case, look, why not just go ahead and get, if I'm Mike McCarthy, Jerry, just go ahead and give the guy what he wants. Because we're going to need him here, and we're going to need him happy.
Who's to say that Mike didn't break down all the game tape of all of Dak's throws for his whole career, right?
Yep.
And tell Jerry, you know what? He's not a $40 million a year guy. He's pretty good, but he's not great. And I believe that Mike McCarthy values cap space even more than Jerry does. So what if in the end
– they got a bunch of cap space.
I wish they'd use it on Emmanuel Sanders as we speak. But the point is, what we still don't know, and this is where I'm dug in on this side of the table,
right.
I believe Dak and his representatives – are asking for the sun and the moon. It's so much that it's out of bounds. It's so much that it would cripple the cap going forward. And Jerry finally said, the buck stops on my desk, and I have a responsibility to my franchise and to Cowboy Nation. I've got to say no to that. And again, Dax, he's a stubborn young man.
Well, Skip,
and look, he's just saying, I'm not coming off this figure.
Jerry, let me tell you how to get this deal done. Dak wants 4 years, $150 million, $80 million fully guaranteed, $125 in guarantee. And the deal's done today.
I think they want more than that. Honestly, I do.
We get the deal done, Skip. You give us that right there, $80 million right now, $125 in guarantees. Because, as you mentioned, we're going to talk about Todd Gurley. We know what happens, Skip, if you don't get that fully guaranteed money. When it comes time to get due, and they think, like, you know, no, we're going to release you. Because we've seen that happen twice. We've seen it happen with Floyd, the pass rusher in Chicago. The day the league, he was supposed to get vested and get his money, they released him. We saw that today with Todd
Gurley. What if I told you from the start about Dak Prescott? He's the one star in that franchise, maybe in a long time, who arm's length Jerry Jones.
Right.
Nope, I like you, but I'm not going to say I love you.
Right.
I don't want to be your son.
Right.
I want to be the commander of this locker room and football team. And when it comes time for us to negotiate, I don't want to be your son. Well, sometimes the sons get overpaid.
Well, Skip,
sometimes you got to catch flies with the honey, right?
Well, Skip, I'm looking at it like this. Dak, it puts Dak in a very, very uncomfortable situation. Dak almost has to play it like this because when Dak stands up in front of the locker room, they need to know that's Dak talking and not Jerry Jones.
Okay, I got that. But in the end, that one phone call you make, Jerry, come on. I've done so much for you. I love you. Let's just get this done.
Right.
Dak won't make that phone call.
Right.
Zeke made that phone call from Cabo, and then he came home, so to speak, and all of a sudden, voila, it's done.
Because, see, the difference is that when you go back to other guys, you look at Troy. Troy didn't have to do that because that's what Jimmy did. That's what Playmaker did. But for the very first time, and everybody knew Tony Romo was with Jerry's guy, and so they really didn't know how much of this is Tony, how much of this is Jerry. And I believe that Dak doesn't want that, Skip. I believe Dak wants everybody to know I'm the leader of this locker room, and I'm talking to you as your leader without outside influence. This is not Mike McCarthy talking. This is not Jerry and Steven talking. This is Dak Prescott, your leader. There's something to be said for that, Skip. And I think
I got that, but Troy Aikman was the first overall pick in the draft. Troy Aikman didn't win one or two. He won three Super Bowls.
Yes.
He was a Super Bowl MVP twice.
Well, see, the thing is, it's going to be very interesting because, as you mentioned, the last 4 years he's had Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett is the farthest thing from Jimmy Johnson you'll ever see.
He was. He was literally like a son to Jerry because he raised him in football.
Right.
He came up the ladder as a backup quarterback for the Cowboys. And then a lowly assistant rising up to the head coach.
Correct.
So Jerry could never respect him the way he's already showing respect for Mike McCarthy. And I do think he's going to cede some power to Mike that he would never have ceded to Jason Garrett.
Well, I think the thing is that Mike McCarthy, as you mentioned earlier, he comes with credentials. He's come with the Super Bowl. No matter what you think, he only has one in 13 years. But he has one. They've only handed out 53, 54 of these things. He has one of those, Skip. So he has credibility. He's coached two of the great players. He's coached Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. So obviously he knows the quarterback. He knows the quarterback position.
Yeah, and that counts.
And he was a lower level assistant on the offense that had Joe Montana. So he knows a little something about offense. So he comes with credibility to Jerry. Jerry values that. Jerry likes credibility.
Okay, and when did they sign the contract finally? It was like 4 o'clock in the morning after a long night at Jerry's Highland Park Mansion of beer and nachos.
Yeah, it might have been something a little stronger than beer, but poor Skip.
You could be right. But finally, Jerry Jr. turned to his father and said, what are we waiting for?
Right.
And there were all kinds of, there was Marvin Lewis out there. Right. I thought that would fit. Right. That would work for me. But in the end, it was this guy. Mm-hmm. Because this guy is Parcells, not all the way, but Parcells with a nice guy edge to him. You know, he's got edge, but he's Jerry's guy, but he's not his son.
I can assure you that when Mike McCarthy took this job, they assured him that this Dak deal would be done by now, Skip.
I don't know that they did. Because I think they saw tag coming. Again, tag still works for Mike McCarthy if, in fact, Dak opts to play.
Dak is, because everybody said, look, you don't want to run into a Kirk Cousins. And it seems to me, Skip, they're headed for exactly a Kirk Cousins situation.
Well, I do remind you that Jerry fired Bill Parcells after he made the playoffs.
Yep.
And he fired Jimmy Johnson after
won a Super Bowl.
Two Super Bowls, right?
Yep.
Okay. Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, this has a Cowboy angle to it that I'll get to in just a moment.
Yep.
But how shocked were you that suddenly today the Rams cut Todd Gurley?
I'm not shocked at all. Skip, look, they tried to downplay this, but we saw this. We saw in the NFC Championship game two years ago, Todd Gurley had like 8-9 carries.
Yep.
We saw in the Super Bowl, he wasn't getting his normal carries. We saw in the this upcoming season, Skip, and this is what happens. This is what I try to tell guys.
Yep.
Oh, he's all this guaranteed. That doesn't mean anything. He was guaranteed today $10.5 million, and they cut him before they had to pay him. We just saw, I forget his first name, Floyd, the pass rusher from Chicago.
Yep.
He got released yesterday.
He
would do $13.2 million.
I got it. Okay.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm sure they were trying to move him, Skip, but nobody else wanted to pick up that foot $10.5 million. That was going to be guaranteed today also. So this is an opportunity for him. He gets an opportunity to go where he wants to go now. The likelihood of him making $14, $15 million, Skip, that's over. That's over. And you see, and I think what has happened, because of what we saw with Zeke and what we saw with Todd Gurley, that's affecting Derrick Henry's situation. Because you almost, Skip, you're almost like, if I'm a running back, I have one good year, I'm thinking about holding out. Because what they do is that they run you and they run you and they're like, you know what, you got too many miles, it's over. They use you up. We saw that with DeMarco Murray. Skip, they used him up and he was done.
Led the league in rushing.
He led the league in rushing. They got that 400-plus carries. You get to that crossing of the Rubicon. There's no turning back now.
They went 12-4 that year.
They went 12-4.
Right, and they got robbed at Green Bay.
No, they didn't get robbed.
No,
they didn't catch it.
He didn't catch it.
But that's what's happening, Skip, in that we're seeing how big paydays for running backs are affecting. So it's going to be very interesting to see when we see Saquon can get a contract, Christian McCaffrey can get a contract. We're going to see how that plays out. But, Skip, I'm not surprised at all that Todd Gurley, considering that his carries, his yards, his touchdowns, everything was coming down, there's no way your stats come down and your salary goes up and they allow that to happen.
I am horrified by the Rams cutting Todd Gurley. Why did Zeke get the money that he got? Only because Todd Gurley had gotten his money.
Right.
And now he looks washed up. He's got arthritic knees. They were shaky on him going back 2 years ago at the end of the year. He started to falter, remember? And
remember
he missed the last two games.
They signed CJ.
CJ got them over the hump. Yeah. And I know Todd bounced back against my Cowboys right out here in L.A. at the Coliseum and had a pretty good game. But CJ became the workhorse for them, right?
Yep.
And even at New Orleans in the championship game, I kept seeing Todd Gurley over there riding the bicycle,
right? Yep.
So all of a sudden, he's gone and maybe, dare I say, washed up? Okay, he's all of 25 years of age.
Yeah.
My man Ezekiel Elliott is 24 years of age. And I'm going to give you some of these numbers. Because Gurley got 4 years, $57 million, he got 22 guaranteed at signing. Zeke got 28 guaranteed at signing. Well, that's the only reason he got it, and it was 45 overall million guaranteed for Todd. Zeke got 50 overall guaranteed, average per year. Because Todd got 14.4, Jerry had to give Zeke 15.
Right.
Okay, so all the numbers go up, up, up.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because Zeke, he was in Cabo San Lucas,
right?
He's running out in the sand, and then he came back and started looking like he was still running in sand during the Cowboy games, right? And I'm saying, gee, did Jerry dramatically overpay because the Rams made him overpay?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was the same thing was happening with the Jared Goff contract with Dak.
Mm-hmm.
And now Dak is saying, I'm way better than Jared
Goff. Yeah.
But did the Rams overpay at quarterback and especially at running back? Especially at running back, they overpaid.
Well, Zeke did. Dak is going to do exactly what Zeke did. Zeke knew he had to get more than Todd Gurley in order to keep advancing the ball. Jerry's trying to suppress the quarterback market. Dak is the next quarterback up, Skip. If he does not get more, if he's still the same or less, where is the market headed now, Skip? And you can't allow that to happen.
Mm.
You can't allow that to happen, and I don't believe Dak is going to allow that to happen.
Okay, remember, my friend Mel Kiper at ESPN has always said the running back position is being devalued,
mm-hmm.
except all of a sudden there were aberrations. Todd Gurley, he became in the Fantasy Football Hall of Fame, right? He was first team All-Pro as well as Pro Bowl. And
he was Offensive Player of the Year in 2017.
He was, and he led the league in everything, just all-purpose yards and touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And then his 2018 wasn't bad, even though he missed the last two games.
Right.
And he looked like, until the last two, he was still Todd Gurley,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
Superstar. I know a lot of you play fantasy football out there, and you're like, I need Todd Gurley because he can win you the championship.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, he hit the running back wall, and he's still 25 years of age.
Right.
What does that tell me about my man Zeke? Huh. The first 3 years, he led the NFL in rush yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good, good.
Right.
And then last year, he fell to seventh in rush yards per game. And then I look at rush yards per game over his career. Look what's happened since rookie year for Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
He averaged 108 a game, and then the next year 98, and the next year 96, and last year it fell to 85 a game. Well, what's happening? Is it wear and tear?
No, but guess what else is happening? As his yards, rush yards per game comes down, that pass yards per game goes up. I believe there were a running team. You believe there were a passing team where they threw the ball more. Dak almost had 5,000-yard passing, Skip. Well, if you have that many yards passing, somebody's going to – the run game is going to sacrifice. And plus, they fell behind. Skip, they were getting behind by 17, 28 points. You can't run the ball if you're that far behind. Unless Kyle Shanahan's on the other side and he'll allow you to
– Well, my team sure tried to run it a lot on first down.
Yeah.
Because – second most carries in the NFL on first down went to my man, Ezekiel Elliott.
Well, Skip, that's not real creativity, you running the ball on first down.
Guess what he was in yards per attempt on first down? 18th.
Yeah.
Let's do the math. You're second in carries on first down, but you 18th in yards per carry. That's a disaster. Do you know how many times Dak Prescott's facing second 11, second 12, second 9, second and 8. You know, it won't work because he wasn't the same to me.
Well,
I kept telling you, I'm just eye testing. He didn't have his burst last year, and I don't know why. I don't know if you miss camp, you never quite get in rhythm.
Right. No, you can get in rhythm. I mean, it doesn't normally take you just so he's going to play his way and play your way out. What were you doing the whole time you were out of camp? Skip, when I look at it like this, if you look at the 49ers, they run the ball a lot on first down, but it's creativity. The running back might get it. Debo Samuel might get it.
I'll give you that.
Emmanuel Sanders might get it.
Hand it to Zeke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You said it. Hand it to Zeke.
Let him go where he goes.
No creativity whatsoever.
Okay, but I will remind you, the great Emmitt Smith back in the day, back in the 90s dynasty, North Turner told me after that 92 year, they finally decided – Emmett will never hit the hole that's called, so let's just do Emmett
right
or Emmett left. Hand it off or toss it.
And you go where it's
– okay, and then let him run to literally daylight.
Correct.
Because he's only like 5'9"-ish,
mm-hmm.
and he can duck and dart behind those mm-hmm. elephant offensive line. That was maybe the greatest offensive line ever.
Oh, no question.
And once Emmett got into the secondary, good night.
Right.
Because he was as fast with the ball under – I know he timed like 4.6
mm-hmm.
at the combine.
Right.
But with the ball under his arm, he could fly. So that wasn't creativity. That was just pure greatness.
Well, yeah, but it's a difference now, Skip. And the thing was is that they were always a run-based team. That's why Troy never had these 4,000 yards passing season, these 30 touchdowns, because that's not what they did. they ran the football, and then Troy was throwing for 20 touchdowns. That was a great year. Troy throwing for 22 touchdowns, Skip, was a great year. But Emmitt was running for 25 touchdowns.
He was, and they were a running football team. And I think Dallas started the year trying to be more of a running team, and slowly it went back to Dak.
Right.
Because look what Emmitt did last year in rushes of over 20 yards, you know, those splash plays.
Zeke.
He had four last year, by far a career low, so I wasn't seeing the breakaway burst that I saw before. So I hope he's not turning into Todd Gurley.
You got spoiled from watching Zeke in college, especially those last four games that he played. You thought he's like, okay, we got that. That's what we're going to see for the next 5-6 years.
Okay. You know what I haven't quite gotten over was the Minnesota game. Cowboys were 5-3 at that point on a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. It's 28-24 Minnesota, and here comes Dak. And he starts at his 6-yard line on that final fateful drive. Mm-hmm. And he completes 6 of 7 balls for 79 yards to 2nd and 2 at the 11-yard line of the Vikings.
Right.
And all of a sudden they go, let's hand it to Zeke.
Right.
And he goes 0. Let's hand it to Zeke again. And he goes -3. Let's flip it to Zeke in the flat.
Right.
And Dak threw a poor ball, but it was just like a
But even if he
covered.
Caught it, wasn't going to be first
it
down.
It was covered.
Right.
So they went Zeke with the game on the line, and I never got over it because I wanted the ball in number 4.
Well, Skip, maybe it had something to do with Todd Gurley's, you know, he tore that knee, that ACL coming out of college. And maybe, you know, it healed temporarily, but maybe there was some degeneration in that knee that he really never got over. But, I mean, just think, Skip, 25. It's not like he's 30. He's 25.
Horrifying.
No mercy.
By all accounts, Bill Belichick is moving forward with Jared Stidham as his starting quarterback next year. And despite numerous free agent losses, really a mass exodus, hadn't made any significant additions, at least yet.
Mm-mm.
So, should Bill Belichick be given a pass if they just are a bad rebuilding team next couple of years?
Yeah, because he said if we kept Tom Brady, we're going to probably be in a rebuild mode after he left anyway. So what we did is that we sped up the process, is that Tom is no longer here. We might have a down year next year, but event, you know, I'm not going to be down for more than a year. And so I think the fans will be – he's earned that right. 20 years of the greatest 20-year prosperity run in NFL history. Skip.
Thanks
maybe
to Tom Brady.
No, don't do that. Thanks to Coach Belichick.
Mm.
He was smart enough to draft Tom Brady in the 6th round and smart enough to keep 4 quarterbacks on the roster when that was unheard of when teams are only keeping 3.
Smart enough or lucky enough?
Smart.
Okay.
Because he didn't want to run the risk of putting
him. Why didn't he take him in the 2nd round?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Go ahead.
But I do believe the fans will give him, says, okay, Coach Belichick has earned the right. Let's see how this thing turns out. But we're going to see just how loyal that fan base is and how much they're going to gloat now.
You know what? You're going to give him a pass, and I'm going to be all over him if they are bad next year. And I think they're going to be bad, and I think they're not going to win this division because Buffalo will.
How bad?
I think Miami is going to challenge them for 2nd best in this division. I'm going to – they're looking like 7-9 to me right now.
Ooh.
And again, if he's the GOAT, as you say, if he was, as you say, and I disagree with, 75% of the Patriots' success to 25% for Tom Brady, then the 75% remains in Foxborough. There's no way they should miss the playoffs next year because you kept telling me it's an all-time great defense that he had built, at least for the first 8 games last year. I thought they fell off the cliff on defense down the stretch all the way to the Miami game when they let Ryan Fitzpatrick go 80 on him to win the game at home and knocked him out of the 2 seed. So no way next year on Undisputed on through the football season will I give him a break or a pass because all I've heard from the great Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp is that he's the greatest coach ever.
He is. Did you know this, Skip? I was looking at my notes, that in Tom Brady's 16 or Tom Brady's 19 years with Coach Belichick, they were top 10 in points allowed. 8 times, they were top 5.
Hmm.
Now, last year, did you know, Skip Bayless, that in that playoff game, the Patriots defense gave up 14 points, 0 in the 2nd half, and they lost. Why is that? Was Tom Brady playing quarterback then? Maybe Jerry Stidham was playing. I got to go back and check.
Can somebody Brady check? Brady had his? No supporting cast.
Whoa.
I can't wait to see Jared Stidham struggle in the shadow of Tom Brady.
Good luck
to you.
Could he struggle?
Okay, what do you think they're going to be next year?
I'm just asking, can he struggle any more than Tom Brady?
Can he?
Yeah, I'm just asking.
I saw him in a preseason game last year get yanked in favor of having to put Brady back in the game after he threw a couple of picks.
Well, I remember when Matt Castle got put in the game and he got pulled out in a regular season game.
Mm-hmm.
But come to find out, he ended up winning 10 games for Coach Belichick the following year. You remember that too, Skip.
I do. They missed the playoffs. Yeah,
that was an anomaly season. Mm-hmm. You go 11-5 and miss the playoffs. Okay.
Give me a 10.
Because here's the thing, Skip. What
10
did they
and
get,
6.
What did they get on Cam?
Shannon Sharp says 10
What did they
six.
Get Cam Newton?
Huh?
What did they get Cam?
Okay, I'm assuming he wants to show the world he's got his next Brady because he got Jared Stidham in the fourth round. Watch, I'll turn him into Tom Brady right before your very eyes. Is it possible that Bill Belichick has sort of gone over the cliff psychologically and egotistically, where he thinks he's now the answer? I can snap my fingers. Watch Jared Stidham do what Brady did.
I won games with Matt Castle. I won games with Jimmy Garoppolo, with Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
Why can't I win games with Jared Stidham?
Right now, his two big additions are Bo Allen, who's bounced around this league from Philadelphia to Tampa Bay. He's just some journeyman defensive lineman. And Damir Bird. I like him okay, but he's nothing but really a backup wide receiver. Those are his two big adds. Now, they kept Devin McCourty, obviously,
right,
and they franchised Joe Tooney. I got that. Matthew Slater. But it's a mass exodus of players.
Yeah.
Van Noy and Jamie Collins, Landon Roberts and Danny Shelton, Ted Karras, and now Nate Ebner, who was their special teams ace other than Matthew Slater,
right,
is gone. And I'm saying, Belichick, Are you losing it here? Will you really think that without Tom Brady, you can just take any old
player? Yes, that's what he believes.
Tom Brady made all this possible. He's the greatest leader, I believe. I know Ray Lewis is great, and you're in that category also. But I think Tom, over time, proved he was the longest tenured great leader ever.
Yeah, but Skip, you say Tom Brady was the one that made it work. Tom Brady made it work until he couldn't. So Coach Belichick says, guess what?
He had them in position to be the two seed.
That is not good enough.
He drove them against the Dolphins for another fourth quarter comeback, game-winning touchdown.
Skip, if I give up
until Belichick's defense cratered against Ryan Fitzpatrick, they would have been the two seed with a bye.
Skip, if I give up 14 points in a playoff game and I give up 0 points in the second half, I should win that game. I'm at home.
You know what? Brady is going to be on the all-time comeback roll next year. He's going to be the story of pro football, and conversely, he's going to make Bill Belichick look really bad.
Coach Belichick,
you're going to have a hard time defending Belichick next
Coach
year.
Belichick is going to give a speech and say, nobody will coach harder than I will coach.
Yeah.
And we're going to get this thing right.
You know what this reminds me of? I'm going to go way back to Cowboy fans long time, like me. Do you remember Gil Brandt?
I do.
He was the draft master, and he would go find Hollywood Henderson at Little Langston College in rural Oklahoma, and he just keeps
too
tall out of nowhere, Tennessee State. And then all of a sudden we hit the 80s, and he started reaching and reaching and reaching, no name, bust. I'm starting to see Belichick going down the Gil Brandt path.
Right.
And again, Gil got in the Hall of Fame, so God bless you. But
drafted Ray Field out of Fort Valley State.
It was all like that. So to me, I'm sorry, I'm not seeing it. I think hold on, Skip.
This is what I don't get.
He's a little lost.
I don't get. A lot of people willing to give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt for what he's accomplished, but not willing to give Coach Belichick that same benefit of the doubt after what he accomplished.
Mm. I think it's going to be a long, hard year, maybe 2 years for Bill Belichick, and these 2 years are going to be all-time great for Tom Brady, and I don't expect him to play for more than 2 years, but we could be seeing back-to-back Super Bowls.
So hold on, wait a minute. You mean to tell me after a 20-year run of prosperity?
I'm going to have to interrupt you because you were great today, but unfortunately, that's all the time we
that's
have.
All we got.
I hope you enjoyed this as much
I
as
did.
We just did because we really liked it, but thanks to Jonathan and John and Daniela for making this show possible. Thanks to my wife, Ernestine, and my little Maltese, Hazel, for letting us use their house. Please join us tomorrow, same time, 7-8 Eastern, here on Fox Sports 1. Stay safe, stay home. Thank you. No mercy.